The obituary published Wednesday in the New York Times had a bit of an unusual start. Quote, Larry Eisenberg, whom we well know, has died and his age is below. He opined on the news with limericks whose delightfulness leavens our woe. Unquote. So to fill in a few of the blanks, Larry Eisenberg was a celebrated science fiction author and an accomplished biomedical electrical engineer. He died Tuesday at the age of 99 years. And the reason the Times writers knew Mr. Eisenberg at all was that he had combined his passion for limericks with his habit of letting the Times know what he thought about what they found fit to print. Mr. Eisenberg's rhyming rebuttals came so fast and so furious that the Times' top editorial writer once called him, quote, the closest thing this paper has to a poet in residence, unquote. Here's an example from shortly after Donald Trump took office. A mauler, a grabber, abuser, a do-whatever-you-chooser, non-thinker, non-reader, a spoiled children breeder, and every trick in the book user, unquote. And the news of Mr. Eisenberg's death has inspired an overwhelming response from friends and from fans, and much of what they are writing about him is in rhyme. Here is one from William Shun, who wrote, quote, with a wry little wave and a chortle, Dr. Eisenberg slipped through the portal. He had nothing to fear as he passed from this sphere. His limericks had made him immortal. A fitting tribute to Larry Eisenberg, sci-fi writer and prolific limerick writer. He was 99 years old.